Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. We got our man Antonio Daniels, Rob, joining us at the bottom of the hour. NBA champion, New Orleans Pelicans TV analyst. That'll be good to talk with him because, Rob, the Pelicans are alive and well. Looks like they're going to definitely make the play-in. And, you know, Zion Williamson is getting reevaluated in a couple of days. So he could join them. That could, I mean, the Western Conference playoffs is going to be phenomenal. Phenomenal. And he will just add even more juice and mystery to it. So hopefully he'll be able to come back and play. But we'll get into all of that with our man, A.D. Speaking of the Western Conference in the NBA, Rob, let's go to the Dallas Mavericks. And this is disappointing is not the word. You and I both really like Kyrie Irving and his game. His game is spectacular. I think he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. He hit arguably the greatest shot in NBA history. It's certainly one of them.
Well, and also, and the history of coming back from a 3-1, like, right, that's the importance of it. Some people say, oh, just a shot. No, that completed a 3-1 comeback in the finals.
The greatest comeback in the NBA Finals,
yes,
history, right.
Plain and simple.
And he hit the game winner from 25 feet.
Yes, you cannot right, discount that. I'm sorry.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's been tough sledding for Kyrie since then, Rob. Obviously, he forced his way out of Cleveland. Went to Boston. It started well, but then he got hurt. The year he was hurt, the Celtics with their young players, Tatum and Brown, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, get to the conference finals. Kyrie comes back healthy the next year, and they get beat in the second round. Ultimately, he leaves there, goes to Brooklyn with Kevin Durant, only plays about 20 games his first year there. We all know the story. They just never even forget not reaching their potential. They really never gave themselves a chance, whether it was Kyrie's, you know, anti-vaccination stance or
injuries.
It was injuries.
Right. They just
never even gave themselves. And this year, Rob, again, James Harden left. He should have stayed, I think. We'll see what they do, Philadelphia.
And then they had the 18 out of 21, Chris. They were balling.
I mean, they were looking like – now, a lot of people didn't like them to win the East. You and I did, a few others. But they were certainly, Rob, if Kevin Durant is there and Kyrie Irving is still there, there is no doubt in my mind they're a contender. They probably are the third seed, if not higher.
But it's not impossible to think that they could have been able to.
Right, exactly. Not at all. I mean, again, you pick who you want, but to think they were playing some of the best defense in the league, too.
Right.
After
they made the coaching change and Jacque Vaughn, Chris, it was different. It was a different team.
It
really was.
But Kyrie, you know, he wanted the bag. They understandably weren't ready to give it to him, which I think all of us get. And Kyrie forced his way out. Now he's in Dallas, and it is bad, Rob. When he got there after the trade deadline, when he played his first game, let's put it that way. When he played his first game, Rob, they were the fourth seed. The fourth seed in the West. They've gone 8-16 since then. And now they're the 11th seed. And, Rob, they're out. They still have a chance. They're not mathematically eliminated from the play-in. They're a game behind Oklahoma City with three left. But they don't have the tiebreaker, Rob. So they're basically two games behind OKC with three games left. So there is, you know, we'll see. I mean, you never know. But it's a disappointment, to say the least. And Kyrie's playing, like, individually, Rob, he's putting up big numbers. He's doing what he does. And, yesterday had 41 in a loss to Atlanta.
The only problem is, and fair or not, Chris, only one person's going to take the fall for that. And it's going to be Kyrie, that he came and things went sideways. Like, and not based on him playing, you know, his ability to play.
No. Right.
But just
that's never been his issue.
No, that's not it. But it didn't go right. Like for him, like it didn't go right because they stopped winning. They stopped winning.
Yeah, they didn't just stay even.
Right.
They've lost
seven of their last eight. I mean, what?
Right.
Chris.
You got two all-stars. Did Luka start an all-star game? I would think so. But he's obviously a top, you know, 5-6 player in the world. And Kyrie's the starter on the All-Star team, and they're not going to make the play-in.
Which is just mine. But in the NBA, if you have two players, you're good to go, and especially two of that caliber.
Right.
But they can't stop anybody, Chris. This is bigger. And I'm not saying it's Kyrie, but the optics are Kyrie joined and the team went south. Those are the optics.
He already had the bad reputation, Rob. And you know this. Look. When he and Durant went to Brooklyn, and I think you know this too, Rob, there were many teams, I say most teams, that were in the hunt for Kyrie or you know, were possibilities for him, Rob, that would not have taken Kyrie. I talked to front office people. Teams would not have taken Kyrie. Now, they would have taken him with Kevin Durant.
Right, which is what the Nets did.
Right.
Anybody who will second guess that, they're crazy.
No.
I don't care. What NBA executive and owner are you that if Kevin Durant's coming and Kyrie and they're coming together, you wouldn't take them? I don't believe anybody would say they would.
Absolutely right. I agree with you. The optics are – it feels like a confirmation. I just pointed out a lot of the things that have gone wrong with Kyrie. in his, you know, in terms of his career and winning or losing.
But am I right about the optics or no? I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, you're totally right.
Even
now,
though I'm just saying the defense is terrible, Chris,
right.
Horrendous, and I'm not. You just said he scored 41 and they lost. Okay, like
right.
So it's not like he's shooting 2 for 22
right,
or something.
51% there, averaging right. 27 points a game.
He's playing great, but
right.
They're not winning.
Because it's a team game. And let me just say this, because you are absolutely right, Rob. The optics, most people are going to put it on Kyrie. And certainly he got to own a lot of it. There's,
right.
You can't overlook, Rob, the coincidence. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, it's not a coincidence. But my point is, you can't overlook the fact that it didn't go well with him in Boston. It didn't go well with him in Brooklyn. And now you get trade. We talked about teams not wanting him by himself. There's some, because obviously there were other teams willing to trade for him. But a lot of teams didn't want to bring him into their culture and their program. And now this, so he has to own a lot of it. But I want to point out a few of the other, and I guess the question we're going to throw out to the listeners, Rob, is who do they put the blame on? I think Jason Kidd has to take a lot of blame.
Because you remember, everybody was like, oh, Jason Kidd will straighten out Kyrie.
Yep.
And it's not, again, Kyrie has played well, but he ain't straightened out the defense, Jason Kidd.
And that's on the coaching staff. Rob, we talk about it. I've said Brooklyn was a horrific defensive team under Steve Nash. Jacques Vaughn comes in there. And all of a sudden, they're one of the best defensive teams in the league.
That's coaching.
Coach has got to emphasize it. Emphasize it day after day after day. Because they, as long as you have the strength and the athleticism to defend, which most NBA players or teams certainly have some people like that, then you can be an adequate defensive team. So that's on the coaching staff. Rob, I think the strategy is that they haven't changed anything. It's just like we got Luka doing what he does. Now we'll throw Kyrie, and we got two guys doing what Luka does. Like, it has to be. Now, offensively, they've been scoring, so maybe you would say, well, offensively, they're fine. But the bottom line is, it's not smooth. It's not working. And ultimately, Rob, I also think Luka Doncic, and this is my thesis on it. You know how much I like Luka. I called him Luka Legend, all that stuff. Rob, or when a player first enters the league, you know how it is. They first want to establish themselves as a superstar if they're that caliber of player. And we allow that generally. The media, the public, because you're young, you don't expect them to win. But they just establish, oh, yo, he can ball. He's nice. And then they get the super max contract. Yo, he's one of the best players in the league. And then after a few more years, it's like, okay, can he win? Is he going to win anything?
Right.
You might not win a championship, but is he getting close? Is he look like he can win a championship? And Rob, particularly the upper echelon players, of which Luka is. So Rob, this is what I say about this. Luka Doncic now, because of this situation where he has shown zero leadership, he has not held, himself and other his teammates accountable. He doesn't give even real effort defensively. We get it. He's not going to be a great defender. He's not the quickest and speediest guy in the world. Okay. But Rob, Steph and Steve Nash, they weren't great defenders, not great defenders. But they're smart defenders. They know they're in the right place. They try. They take charges. You can do that. Luka doesn't even do that. And that's the thing. As the leader of the team, when you don't put forth the effort defensively, you can't hold anybody accountable.
Nobody's going to follow you, Chris. Nobody. And that is leading by example. If guys see you diving for loose balls and, and using muscle and whatever it takes, that's what people go like, dude, if he's doing that, he's the star making a gazillion dollars, how am I not going to do it?
Yep. And so, Rob, I think now going forward, until he wins the championship, if he does, Now there are going to be questions about Luka. Yeah, he's great. He'll be all NBA. He'll make every all-star team. He may even win an MVP at some point. You know, he's good right. enough to. But there will be questions. Does he have the intangibles? Can he lead? Is he a leader? Can he hold you accountable? Will he at least try defensively? Does he have the heart? All of that, Rob. That, to me, that's going forward. That's going to be what people say, ask about Luka Doncic until he wins a ring.
No doubt.
Because this wasn't just not winning a championship. This was freaking missing the play-in.
This is falling off the face right. of the earth. Like no one could have imagined. Like no. you said, I remember people, and I remember some Dallas people and people who were like all thought that, oh, my God, look at what they did. This is unbelievable. Who cares about the picks and all that other stuff?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like, you got to try to acquire a player of Kyrie's caliber. You jump on it. You don't even think about it. And now, absolutely. Now what?
Yeah.
You give him right. a contract?
Well, Chris Haynes reported today, Rob, that they want to re-sign him, but he's going to test free agency. Now, if I'm Dallas, if I'm offering him something, it's 1 year.
He ain't going to take that.
A team option for the second year at best. Because I would say this if I'm the Mavericks, Rob. Look, offensively, they've been fine for the most part. Him and Luka, the thing is, I don't know, Luka, they seem to get along, right? You see him on the bench, they seem to be fine. But, Rob, I don't know if Luka likes playing with Kyrie, just because Luka's never been in a situation where he's got another guy like himself. You know what I mean? Like, it can be hard to play with a guy that also, when you're ball dominant, that's also ball dominant. And probably first time in Luka's life, Rob, he's played with somebody as talented and as skilled as him, if not more so. Not better or as good as Luka,
right?
But he's certainly as talented and skillful. So that can be tough if you used to being the show and the only show at that. All right, look, we've covered a lot of things with the Mavs. We're going to throw it out to you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Who deserves the lion's share of the blame for the Mavericks' absolute unprecedented or close collapse? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Dallas Mavericks. Who deserves the lion's share of the blame?
That's right. We're playing the blame game on a Magic City Monday, 877-99 on Fox. AP in Bakersfield, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
And yo, check it out, man. So Jason Kidd deserves the most amount of blame, right? They don't play defense, and he doesn't know how to use his players. Next would be Luka Doncic. And the least amount of blame should go to Kyrie. Let me break it down to you. So Jason Kidd is not using them how he should. Kyrie is one of the best ball handlers in NBA history. Take the ball out of Luka's hand.
They're not doing that.
What are you going to do with Luka?
AP, listen to Chris. Because that ain't going to happen.
Right. What you gonna, where are you going to put Luka?
Where is Luka? Is he going to spot up? Where's Luka going? I'm at, answer the question.
Yeah, no, so Luka needs to be a spot-up shooter.
What? No. Man, stop it.
Stop.
No, I'm
Luka
serious.
Luka Doncic, a spot-up shooter.
He's going to stand in the corner, Chris. He'll be Rick Roby.
Right. You're going to turn him into Maxi Kleba?
Stop it.
He's better than Kyrie. What?
What?
He's better than Kyrie.
As Luka. A ball handler?
As a player.
Oh, no, you're crazy.
Okay.
You are crazy.
Thanks, AP. Appreciate the call.
All right, bro.
Tim, in Queens. Where in Queens are you, Tim? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Queens has 2.2 million people. Where in Queens?
Yo, what's up, Rob? I'm from Southside Jamaica, like, you know, where Guy Brewer rocks.
Come on, man. Yeah, you know, I'm from Linden and Merritt. Chris's wife is from Rochdale. And,
Word?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We all know about Queens. Okay. But go ahead, Tim. What you got?
Yeah, so I'm going to put the blame on Mark Cuban and Luka because, man, every time I see Luka on the court and Kyrie, they doing the back and forth thing, I feel like Luka, he just stand in the corner, just like the other caller said. But I know he can't be a spot-up shooter, but he don't move around. He just stands all the time. He doesn't play no defense. Like, just watching him, everyone is just running past him and everything. And let's be honest, like, Luka has some pieces around him. Porzingis at one point. Look at him doing what he's doing in Washington now, even though the Wizards suck.
Right. Jalen Brunson. Last year, and they did get to the conference finals.
And they did. For them to go from the conference finals out of the playoffs.
Right.
And that's why I'm blaming Mark Cuban, because I feel like he tried to do the big blockbuster move too much every year instead of just sticking with pieces. And this is even before he had Luka. Like
Cuban. Look, they got their one championship, but Cuban's made some mistakes.
Thanks, Tim.
Rob, remember Steve Nash? Let him go to Phoenix and the rest is history. Now, they did end up winning a championship eventually, but he dismantled that team right away, right? Yep. Didn't even give him a chance to repeat. And now this. So he's made some missteps. There's no doubt.
No doubt. Let's go to Keith in Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Keith?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
I don't know if you all remember, but at the trade deadline, you asked us to call in on who did better, the Phoenix Suns or the Dallas Mavericks, and I was one of 15 people that called in and said the Phoenix absolutely did a better job. And I still think this comes on Mark Cuban and whoever's in his scouting department, and if Jason Kidd and Lucas said that they could make this work, then they do deserve blame too. Because you basically created the problem in Dallas that the Lakers got rid of at the trade deadline, which is two ball-dominant stars that don't mesh together on the court. And I really think that whoever finally signed off on it, Mark Cuban, the scouting department, however they decided to do that, that's where the blame needs to go, because this just didn't look right from the beginning. You're just putting the same player on the court twice.
Right. This is Rob, and this, you know, we
talk
sometimes
about
today's game versus the game of yesteryear. And this is the challenge, because so many guys grew up just being the show, having the ball in their hands all the times, that they can't play with other guys like that. Whereas you used to, because it was more team-oriented, guys didn't dribble all the time. I'm watching they got the NCAA championship game from 82, which was Jordan and Worthy with North Carolina against Ewing for Georgetown.
It looked like a different sport, didn't it?
It looked like a different sport. Number one, it was all around the paint. They didn't dribble nearly as much. They're passing the ball. Remember, we were taught the pass is quicker than the dribble. But that enables you to play with other players and be more team-oriented than just dribbling all the time and everybody's watching you. And that's the challenge. So you get this all the time. Wade and LeBron had trouble initially, and Wade just decided, you know what, let me back up and let him do his thing, and that's what's best for us. You see it all the time, though, when two ball dominant players come together. So we got Antonio Daniels joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a SiriusXM NBA radio host, Pelicans TV analyst, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, NBA champion, our man Antonio Daniels. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas?
We are good. We are good. Look, let's get right to it. Before we get to the Pelicans, though, let's go around the league a bit. Dallas.
Mess.
They go from being the fourth seed to the 11th seed. Looks like they're going to miss the play-in. What do you think is the problem there?
I don't know. I can tell you the thing that we've discussed is just because you get two really skilled players together, two elite players together, doesn't mean that it's going to work, right? I have always been a fan of fit, of skill set, not the popularity of last names. Example, like Russell Westbrook. Huge Russell Westbrook fan, but I knew going to the Lakers that wasn't going to work,
right?
Because his skill set doesn't complement what Anthony Davis and what LeBron James need. I felt like I can't be mad at Mark Cuban for what he did, though. Because what he was trying to do is make up for the mistake that they made by allowing Jalen Brunson to go. Right? So I get that. I get that. So he's trying to do right by Luka. Right? Okay, I'm going to try and bring every star that I possibly can in here to make up for Jalen Brunson. But there was a trickle-down effect to allowing Jalen Brunson to leave.
Right.
Because not getting Jalen Brunson meant that you had to get someone to play next to Kyrie. I mean, next to Luka. Now you get somebody next to Luka. That means Dorian Finney-Smith and Spencer Dinwiddie, those guys are gone. Guys that were willing to play their role. In today's NBA, you can't win without guys like Dorian Finney-Smith. You can't. Plain and simple. And they're missing his presence. He's one of those guys that you don't really realize what he meant to your team until he's gone. And the right. fact of the matter is, Kyrie Irving said it best earlier. Like, I understand I was brought in here in February, but I didn't come in here with the intention of winning the championship right off the jump. So it's going to take time. But the thing that's interesting is he can enter free agency this summer, which Mark Cuban knew that when he chose to acquire him.
So what do you do? I mean, there's no way Kyrie's going to stay there, is he?
It depends on if they give him the deal that he wants. Money, we all know that, man. Money talks.
But can you give him that deal? I mean, it just the way it came across, the way what happened, it just feels like it would be hard to make that deal. No?
Would it be hard? Because if you look at their numbers, right? I know this is a thing where it's all about winning. I get that. Winning is the priority.
Right. Their numbers are great. We get it. Offensively, they're great and individually, but they obviously they don't play defense and they're not winning. You went from the Western Conference, what were they in the conference finals a year ago to not making. That's what I'm saying. That picture doesn't feel
okay,
good.
So is there a clear cut answer right off the jump? Let's hypothetically say you're Mark Cuban and you allow Kyrie Irving to leave. Right? So now over the past year and a half or a year or so, you allow Kyrie Irving to leave, you allow Jalen Brunson to leave, you traded Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie, so and picks.
Right.
And Christian Wood is a free agent as well.
Mm.
So this Dallas Mavericks team could look completely different a year from now, but honestly, it may be needed.
Let's get to the Pelicans, and obviously they're playing well. They're now the eighth seed. Still have a chance to get to that sixth spot or higher. We know that Zion, April 5th, right, supposed to be reevaluated. If he gets the clean bill of health, doctors say he's good, he could play. Would you play him?
Yes.
Or would you wait?
Yes.
Okay.
No question about it. No question about it.
And how do you
– ASAP.
How would that would do you think he would fit back in seamlessly and that they would be a real threat, you know, to be deep, go deep in the West or what?
Well, I think a lot of that depends on health. And I'll say the same thing about Zion that I said about LeBron. Anytime you have a star that comes back, a star that is used to having the ball in his hands, it's a little different. It's a little different. It's not like you're asking a role player to seamlessly fit back in. It's not like you're asking Herb Jones to seamlessly fit back in. You know, you're asking a guy who is accustomed to that offense being centered around him. But right. another thing that we know, if guys are sidelined for a significant amount of time, it's not like they're going to put Zion out there for 30, 35 minutes. There's always a ramp-up period, which he's going through right now, but even getting back out there, the majority of the time, guys return with a minutes restriction. So I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that feels like. Because, again, these guys, meaning B.I. and Zion, have only played together 12 times in the past 2 years.
12? So, yeah, really? 12 times?
Yeah. Is that it?
In the past two seasons.
Wow.
Yep.
Because B.I. has really emerged lately.
Right, but he's been hurt a lot, too.
Right, and that's why. Because, remember, last year, basically what I'm telling you guys is they've only played together 12 times this season because Zion didn't play last year.
Right.
Right? Because he was sidelined. Right. So, but with all that being said, if you get an opportunity to get Zion back, get him two or three games in the regular season, and maybe, who knows, play in or play off, you take that. Because I will tell you guys this, and you guys will agree with it. This team, whole and healthy, can match up with any team in the Western Conference.
Where are you on the Phoenix Suns and moving forward? Do you feel good about them? Or
I do.
Okay.
I do because it's Kevin Durant. Right. I feel good about it because it's Kevin Durant. And I remember us having this conversation. If it's somebody else, I'm not offering them this same grace. But because it's Kevin Durant, and I can't think of any situation that Kevin Durant has ever been in where it didn't fit. He didn't fit because of his skill set. He has the ability to shoot off the catch, off the pass, to handle it, to post, whatever you need him to do. You can take him from Phoenix's offense and put him in any of the 29 other offenses, and it will be a seamless fit. So the only reason that I'm offering Phoenix this grace is because of Kevin Durant, one, and two, they had an opportunity to acquire Kevin Durant while keeping Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton.
Now, Andrew Wiggins reportedly going to be back for the playoffs, if not a little bit sooner, for a game or two in the regular season. How do you think Golden State should will be going into the playoffs now that they're whole, as far as their roster? Like, how much will he help?
I'll say this first and foremost: if Andrew Wiggins doesn't get vaccinated last year, they don't win the championship.
Yeah, he was a big part of that.
Right.
He was a huge part.
Yep.
If he
might be their second best player now.
He was it. That was just great said. He was their second best player and their best perimeter defender. So if he takes the Kyrie Irving route last year, we're not having the same conversation about the Golden State Warriors repeating, because they don't get there. Right? But with all that being said, I don't know what Andrew Wiggins has gone through over the past 6 weeks. I have no idea. So when we say whole and healthy, are we speaking physically? Are we speaking mentally?
Right.
Are we speaking emotionally? Like, these things take time, because when guys are dealing with things away from the court that impacts the way you play and the way you see the game in between the four lines. So Andrew Wiggins obviously gives them something that they've been missing over the past month or 6 weeks or so. I just don't know the version of Andrew Wiggins that they'll be getting back initially.
Our guest is Antonio Daniels, of course, SiriusXM NBA Radio, Pelicans TV analyst, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Join us here on The Odd Couple.
I think Antonio, look, he was away 2 months. Like you said, we don't know what he's gone through. The reports was that his dad was, seriously ill. But I also think part of this was Golden State. Obviously, they were very accommodating to him. And I think part of that was like, look, go get right. You know what I mean? And hopefully when you come back, you're cleared. I mean, obviously, if his dad is still ill, you deal with that. People deal with things like that. But I think maybe they were thinking, rather than keep you here, maybe you go a week or two and you come back, rather than you be here and not be right mentally, we'll let you go and take as much time as you need so that when you do come back, you're really ready and maybe we can make a run. That's kind of my thinking.
And I get the thought process. And for me, playing with Steve Kerr, being a teammate of Steve Kerr, that doesn't surprise me, because I feel like life should always supersede basketball.
Right.
It should always. And that's not always the case when you're talking about professional sports. But when someone is dealing with something in their life, with their family, or their mental health, or the thing that we all know, man, that basketball ain't going to bounce forever. That basketball is going to stop bouncing at some particular point. So, yeah, it's okay to make it a priority, but then you also have to understand that ball's going to stop bouncing. And once that ball stops bouncing, the things that you are sacrificing for it will still be there.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that's not priority. It's not. And we would love to think of, this is the thing about professional athletes when you walk away. The things that you miss, the things that you choose basketball over, your kids' game, graduations or whatever it may be.
Right.
And if you had an opportunity to go back and do it over again, hindsight 2020, there is so much that you would change and do differently. I hope Andrew Wiggins and his family are dealing with this the right way, and I hope he's okay.
That's our man Antonio Daniels, Pelicans TV analyst. Great stuff,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, sources say it's next. A couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Oh. That's right. It is Sources Say here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We put Chris and Rob's combined 101 years of journalism experience to the test. So if I were to say, for example, my sources say that our boss, Scott Shapiro, was in here, and he said that Rob Parker had the best stance of anybody on this Luka Doncic situation, that would be...
Is that what really? He said?
No, he did not say that. Don't let Alex fool you.
I mean, really?
Don't let Alex fool you.
I was trying to get you piped up, Rob.
I knew that was I knew you were sitting on the bag of lies.
Wow, why you gotta play me like that?
Well, he was here, but he didn't say that. All right, we got 7 stories. They all sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake.
It's up to
Chris
and Rob. We got
a
new studio coming.
He was asking where Chris was. We're like, we don't know.
I might have to come out there.
Oh, please.
No, you're not.
Just stop. Just stop.
You sit on a bed throne of lies, Chris. All right, let's get to it.
Throne of lies.
Story number one. My sources say that Mark Wahlberg, brother, a friend of the show, Donnie Wahlberg, said in an interview earlier this week that he loves all Yankee killers. And in fact, Jose Altuve is his favorite of the Yankee killers, so much so that he wants to donate his thumb to Altuve. Rob, my source is good.
Sounds ludicrous, but it is false.
I was about to say, I'm going to say false.
Bro. What?
I don't think he's actually going to donate the thumb, but yes, he said he would do it.
Wow.
Yeah, that is something.
We got to talk to Donnie about that. We're going to get Donnie back on the show.
It sounded so crazy. I should have said
it. Yeah, it did. It was Meshuggah. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Story number two. You guys remember that Dodgers fan who went viral last week for going on the field during the game to propose to his girlfriend?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
The Dodgers have handed down a heavy punishment on that young man. They have banned him from Dodger Stadium for the next 4 years. Ooh. For what he did. Chris, I'm a source is good.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false. It's not 4 years.
You sit on a throne of lies.
It's only 1 year, Rob.
Yeah, that's what I figured. 4 years sounds severe. One like he attacked somebody or
you
ran
can't
around.
Have people running out.
No. But a year ban is a year.
The guy Rendon fought, I don't think got suspended for a year yet.
No, but he should.
I don't think he'll get suspended.
I think he might get like a season ticket package for, you know, not suing or whatever.
Right, exactly. Right. He put his hands on me. Did you see it? I got video.
He'll be working in the Angels front office.
That's right. All right, here we go. Story number three. Rob Parker up 1-0. My sources say that Lamar Odom, former Laker and very public drug addict.
My goodness.
Announced
ex-drug addict.
No, you're always just recovering. Right,
you're recovering.
I don't agree with that.
Anyways, he announced.
That's a medical term. Go ahead.
He announced this week that he has purchased or invested in several local rehab centers in the Southern California area. Rob, you are leaning 1-0. My source is good.
I'm going to say it sounds too obvious. False.
True.
True.
We're knotted at one apiece.
Sorry, misclick, Rob. Rob, no, I misclicked.
Oh, my God. You know, Rob
Alex,
looked up so quick.
Like, he did.
Alex,
well, he was
what?
Googling. He was trying to Google Lamar Odom Rehab Center. So.
If I was doing that, I would be winning every show. I mean, if I was Googling it, I mean, I'm terrible at this game. So I can't be cheating.
All right, let's move on. We're tied up at one apiece. Final 2 minutes here of sources say. My sources say story number four, I believe, that San Diego State head coach Brian Dutcher revealed after their buzzer beater win over FAU. The reason he didn't call a timeout in the final seconds is because he ran out of set play calls he could actually use, so he figured to let the guys wing it. Chris, are my sources good?
I'm going to say false.
Yeah, I think that's false, too.
He might have joked that, but that couldn't. I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
He had to be joking. Did he say it laughingly? Like,
he said, I ran out of plays, so I decided not to take a timeout.
Wow.
Don't you think Robbie probably was, hey, I ain't have any plays, so I'll let him, you know? I don't know.
Here we go.
Why wouldn't you go back to something that works? What play did you run out of, Chris?
Come on. He couldn't have ran.
I think we got time for
you always.
We got time for one more.
All right.
Last one. My sources say that former Raiders fullback Marcel Reese was arrested over the weekend after he punched a referee at a youth soccer game. He said the ref called him a slur. Didn't say what kind of slur. Rob, are my sources good?
I'm going to say false.
Yeah, I don't think that's – I didn't see anything about that. I think I would have saw that. False.
You sit on a throne of lies.
And now we're going to end in a tie. Thanks a lot, Chris. I appreciate it.
I know, but you should have went to me first. And Rob would have said true.
No, I would not have. Goodness. I'm not losing to you if I don't have to.
And everybody loses now.
This is the tie music.
Yes.
This is the tie.
Yeah, because it's not fun, Chris.
This means I'm kissing my sister right now as this is playing.
We got an hour left. You know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.